Jerome's Little Daisy Hotel turned 100 years old New Year's Eve. It housed miners in the town's heyday, then sat vacant for decades after the mines closed. Now, after a 20-year remodel, the Little Daisy is a 12,000-square-foot home, and it's up for sale with a $6 million price tag, but a priceless history. Jerome resident Tracy Wiesel was able to watch the building come back to life. His glass-blowing and ceramic studio sits on the edge of town.
Take a torch, hold it over.
It overlooks Jerome State Historic Park and the land where the United Verde Extension Mine once sat.
This used to be a grocery store. It was called El Mercado La Victoria, and this was also the red light district, so it might have been one-stop shopping.
The district's brothels were one reason United Verde's owner, Rawhide Jimmy Douglas, built the Little Daisy Hotel, according to Jerome Historical Society's Jay Kinsella.
Everybody and their uncle that were the Hard Rock miners, they were spending a lot of money uptown between the brothels and the bars and everything else. Douglas wanted to keep his workforce close.
When it was built in 1918, it was basically a self-contained community for miners.
You got up in the morning, you got something to eat at the hotel, then you'd go subsurface for 12 hours, come out, take a shower, walk up a set of steps, there was something warm for you to eat, then you hopped in bed and it was still warm from the guy that just got up to go on to his shift.
The mine operated at full tilt through the first half of the 20th century, supplying the copper used in both World Wars and the Korean War. But as open pit mining techniques improved and copper demand dropped, mine operators left town. And when they left, Kinsella says they stripped buildings of all they could. Windows, doors, even the electrical wires and roofs.
Because they were done with Jerome, they were basically trying to get as much money out of it as they could.
The Little Daisy sat gutted for decades. Then, in 1995, Lisa and Walter Acker left many in Jerome in disbelief, including the staff of the real estate office, when they bought it.
And this one gal, she was really funny. She goes, well, usually you get keys, but you guys are going to get a crowbar and a flashlight.
It was nothing but concrete walls, abandoned appliances, and what squatters had left behind.
So there were trees growing up in this billiard room in here, and then where they had a telephone room, trees of heaven were growing up in there.
The Ackers did almost all of the renovation work themselves over the next two decades. Their workshop earned a nickname with Jerome locals.
All of Walter's friends would say, hey, you got anything over there at Walmart? Between plumbing, electrical, and fasteners, whatever it may be, he had it.
They put in a rooftop deck with a garden and lawn. Rooms were combined and converted. But in other places, they kept its original authenticity, referring to historic documents, like the rebuilt reception desk.
It's based on plans that they had seen in the state park of what the reception desk had looked like.
That's Donna Chesler, the real estate agent handling what is currently Jerome's most expensive listing.
Quite a few of the rooms now are made into beautiful master suites. This was the grand entrance. See what a beautiful view of the hillside of Jerome out there.
Seller Lisa Acker will miss the view, but after her husband Walter's death in 2017, she's ready to pass the property to someone else.
Because someone who gets this building and understands it and has a heart for it will be the next best person.
For Lisa, the sale will be the ultimate downsize because there aren't any homes in Jerome that are bigger than the Little Daisy Hotel. For KNAU, I'm Zach Ziegler.